Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
For years, my mother suffered from pain that didn't seem to get treated well. A lot of doctors told her it was all in her head. And I know this often happens to women. She was also very tired. It wasn't until years later we found out that she had fibromyalgia. And I'm so glad that we are joined by the wonderful Jacob Teitelbaum, MD, once again. And today we're going to be talking about chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. Hello, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Well, good to be with you guys.
It's great to have you on. You know, it really broke my heart to see my mother suffer for so many years. Is this common, Dr. Teitelbaum? Does it often take time to get the proper diagnosis?
It takes an average of 8 years before people with fibromyalgia get the correct diagnosis.
Wow.
And most people still don't have it. They're told, well, you're depressed, you're anxious, you're working too hard, you're not working enough, you have children, you're getting old, and blah, 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 blah. And unfortunately, what doctors do is they get in the habit of implying that, well, I don't know what's wrong with you, so you must be crazy. Fortunately, that's changing.
Oh, thank goodness. That's really good to hear. Tell us, what exactly is fibromyalgia?
Well, basically, you can tell you have fibromyalgia if you are exhausted and can't sleep even though you're exhausted. You have brain fog and you ache and hurt all over. You have fibromyalgia, and it represents an energy crisis in the body where you basically have spent more energy than you're able to make, and you blow a fuse. And just like there's 100 ways to trip a circuit breaker in one's home, same thing in our body. We can trigger it because of infections that blow a fuse, hormonal problems, anything that disrupts sleep, injuries, toxic situations, all kinds of things can trigger you to blow a fuse. But once you have that can't sleep, even though you're exhausted and you hurt all over, you've got this process, and it is now very, very treatable.
Wasn't it only recently that they included fibromyalgia as a disease? Because I know for the longest time people weren't being diagnosed properly. So it was, but it is now considered an actual disease, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. And now that we have 3 new medications that are FDA approved, which means they're spending, a good $240 million a year advertising them, it's going to become very, very real. And, they are recognizing it. When I had it back in 1975, there wasn't even a name for it. But we have much better understanding now. And not just do we have a name, but we're recognizing the pathophysiology, what's actually going on in the body, what circuits are being affected. We are way beyond this. I don't know what's wrong with you, so you're crazy. You see that was going on for so long.
You bring up a good point. You were mentioning about the 3 medications. What are some natural ways that people, could people treat themselves naturally, which I'm guessing they could since we're talking to you, but also what are those ways that people can use to help themselves without using medication?
Absolutely. We have what we call the SHINE protocol, which in our double-blind placebo-controlled research was shown to improve energy and get people feeling an average of 91% better at 3 months. And SHINE stands for sleep, hormonal support, infections and immunity, nutritional support, and exercise as able. So there's so much. So for sleep, for example, if people have trouble sleeping, there's a mix of 6 herbs. We like one called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. That's by Enzymatic Therapy. You can get it at any health food store. You can take some melatonin. The smell of lavender will help you sleep. Just spraying lavender on your pillow or putting a drop on your upper lip. If you don't like the taste, the smell of lavender, you can get lavender in a pill now. There's one called Calm Aid. That's a Nature's Way product. And if you have trouble because you're tired all day, you get irritable when hungry, and then every time your head hits the pillow, your brain feels like it's wide awake in morning. That's your adrenal day-night cycle being switched. You can take some ashwagandha and phosphatidylserine that you can find in combination, something called Sleep Tonight. So there's so many things you can do, and for everybody who has trouble sleeping, that can leave you naturally sleeping like a puppy.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I definitely that definitely would have helped my mother. Unfortunately, she passed away, and she never really did get any validation or treatment. I mean, she did from our family. We knew there was something going on, but it's so nice to know that there is so much more than there had been, you know, years ago. Now, what about, can you have chronic fatigue and you don't have fibromyalgia, right? They're two separate issues? Or they?
Well, for most people, chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia are the same process. I tease, you know, if you go into the rheumatologist's office, you'll get diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and if you walk out and go down the hallway and go into the infectious disease office, you'll come out with the diagnosis of chronic fatigue syndrome. But there is a subset of people who will have chronic fatigue syndrome with no pain, and those are more often infectious issues and sometimes hormonal issues. So you'll see if you have 100 people with this process, they're going to have 100 different mixes of what's going on. And that's why assessing them to see what blend of the sleep, hormones, infection, nutrition, exercise, treatments they need, because there are over 300 treatments now that can be helpful. It's really good to do a thorough examination or end history and do really some detailed blood testing. Now, one of the things that we made so that everybody can get treatment, because I will see people by phone consultation or in person from all over the world with this disease, and my new patient visits are about 3 to 4 hours, and there's about 50 million plus people with the disease. So what we created is basically a computerized doctor. In fact, I hold the U.S. patent for a computerized doctor. And we made it, most importantly, to treat people with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. People can go online. It's now been morphed into what we call the Energy Analysis Program, where for anybody who wants more energy, they can do a quiz online. They can do this at endfatigue.com. You take a simple quiz. If you have the lab test, it'll even analyze the pertinent lab tests and tell you exactly what needs to be done to optimize energy, which is what lands up helping people recover from chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. So let's take a look at Shine a little bit more, too, because I think for the listeners, it's going to be helpful to know. For example, with hormones, low thyroid is really common, and the vast majority of people who need thyroid hormone will have a technically normal thyroid blood test. The tests are miserably inaccurate, and people need to know. If you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, you need a trial of thyroid hormone, regardless of what your blood tests show.
So do you ask your doctors to give you these blood tests?
Well, you can, and you can ask them to go back and learn how to actually interpret them properly, and you can try to train them. Or it's like coming to me and with a book from Bypass to Fantastic and saying, Dr. T, I'd like you to learn how to do heart bypass surgery. No. and most doctors aren't going to do it. You're better going to a holistic physician, and there's a website. If you want to find a good holistic doctor, www.abihm.org. You can find over 2,000 board-certified holistic physicians. We now have a new network we're training. We're looking to train 500 to 1,000 health practitioners
in
fibromyalgia over the coming 3 years. So that will be available. We have 150 that are joined in the last 2 months, and we're going to be training them. So it's going to be much, much easier now for people to get well. And if you have CFS and fibro, don't wait 8 more years. You can go to my website at endfatigue.com to the Energy Analysis Program. You can see me. You can see one of the 2,000 holistic docs and get healthy now.
Oh, I love hearing you say that, Dr. Teitelbaum. And I'm sure a lot of people who are listening who are, you know, experiencing fibromyalgia are too. So, well, thank you for joining us today, as always. If you want to learn more about Dr. Teitelbaum, you can visit his website at endfatigue.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at Dr. J. Teitelbaum. So thank you, everybody. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening. Stay well.